Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Jesus Christ. Hey, everybody. Let's do this, huh? Oh, yeah. Hey. It's motherfucking Vince in the Bay. 1-2-1-2, microphone check. Is this motherfucking thing on? Hello? What the hell's going on? It's Sunday, October 2nd, 2011. Welcome to Mega Show. Shouts out to my early chit chatters: Anon, Sicko, Goose Cream Soup, Mary Mad, Suseki. Suseki. I'm just going to call you Seki. Whatever. Shagney. Although that's too close to Zeki, or Zeki, as I guess he likes to be referred to as. Whatever. It's not even his real name. Like he has any say. Anyhoot, I'm VITB for life up in this for 2 hours. I'll be your audio erotic host. Don't be shy. Join me. It's Mega Show. A.K.A. Sunday. Soundboard Sunday. If you want to bring soundboards, I guess tonight's the night to do it. Crappy tires in the building. Somebody is not a stranger to soundboards. Any hoot. Yeah, it's open lines tonight. There's no real agenda. I guess I want to cover a little bit of what happened yesterday. The Occupy Wall Streeters did a little number again, another Saturday, another mass kettling and arrest, this time on the Brooklyn Bridge. Call in, tell me what you think about that happening. Where do you think? And then we're gonna lay odds on where are the protesters gonna get kettled next Saturday? All right, we'll start taking your input on that. Hopefully, we'll be able to put a poll together based on your answers. Yeah, so these protests at or that went on the went, tried to go across the Brooklyn Bridge. Their little antics have helped land them a little more ink, if there was ink on any printing presses that are printing the news these days. So a little more media attention, a little more spotlight, and numbers are increasing. So things are sort of escalating a little bit, I think. They're at least expanding, a little more coverage, a little more awareness going on now that the protests are into week number 3. Yeah, like it or not, it seems like these kids are going to be around for a little while at least. I dare them to stay there through March. That would be if these kids stay posted up down there in you know the dead of winter, January, February. My heart goes out to them, you know. Mucho respeto if they do that. But I don't know, love them or hate them, they're here for a little bit. They're here to stay, at least for now. And people are still trying to figure out what the hell these people are all about. And I'm trying to figure out who the fuck you people are. Leet is Leet? Is that your name? Leet is Leet? Is that how I'm supposed to... I'll just call you Leet. How about that? Also, Ahide3... Ahide3, okay. A non-sicko, crappy tire, cyber war news, goose cream soup, Mary Mad, Suse Seki, and Shagmi. A nice, tight little knit group here on the show. Let's go to the phone lines, open lines. A non-sicko's here. What's up, a non-sicko?
Not much, man. How was your day today?
Uneventful. Productive, but uneventful. It was good though. It was productive. It was good. I'm happy. I'm doing well.
Did your Raiders win today?
My Raiders got beat today. They didn't do so well.
Oh. That's all right. Cowboys lost today too. So.
I haven't checked my fantasy team though. That's what really matters though. Let me see how my fantasy team did. It's not over. There's still a game tomorrow. But let's check out my scoreboard right here real quick. Sorry, I'm doing this on the air. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm down by 11. I'm down by 11 points, and I have one guy left to play tomorrow, and my opponent has one guy. Jesus Christ, I played against Aaron Rodgers. The guy scored 58 points? Are you shitting me?
Yeah, Green Bay blew him out. It was,
oh my god!
Yeah,
this is insanity.
There wasn't it from. I didn't really pay attention to all the games, but it didn't really look like there was many close games today. There was quite a few, at least no contests, but there were a few blowouts today too. It didn't seem like anything was super close. I think, I can't remember what game I was thinking it was. The Detroit game. The Detroit game was close. But I think that's pretty much just about it.
Jesus Christ, dude. Aaron Rodgers went nuts, dude.
Doesn't he always?
Oh, my God. This just in. Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers today grew for... Oh, my God. He threw for 804 yards.
Did he really?
And 12 touchdowns.
That's liar.
And NFL record. And overall fantasy points, that translates to 87 if you're scoring at home, depending on your league. No, I'm dyslexic. He threw for 408 yards and four and four touchdowns. One interception. Aaron Rodgers.
I was thinking, damn, 800 yards?
Single-handedly, like, kicked my ass today. Holy shit. And I had a great... I mean, I'm still in this. I can still do this. He's got his tight end going, and I got my wide receiver going. I don't know. I could make up some ground. Who knows? I had a great... I made a great pickup, though, this week. I picked up Jimmy Graham. I don't know if you're familiar with Jimmy Graham, tight end of the New Orleans Saints. Went nutsoid today. 10 receptions, 132... yards and a touchdown. I picked him up off free agent last. Nobody even had this guy last week. I picked him up. Boom. He put him in the starting lineup. He produces 24 points for me. Jesus, Joey Flacco took a shit. What the hell? They put up 30. Did he get hurt? Oh, my God. He must have got hurt. Or no, they just ran the ball the whole time. What the hell? He got me 2 points.
Jesus. No, I think they did run the ball.
They just ran the ball the whole time. They won the game.
Yeah.
He must have thrown no touchdowns and, like, hardly any yards. Yeah, he took a shit for me. Wow, LaDainian Tomlinson, 0. God damn it. But that's what I get for I have a running back going against my defense, and so my defense is the Ravens. So I don't even know. That was probably a bad idea to even start LaDainian. The Ravens D is just fucking domination nation.
It's true.
Anyway. That concludes our Fox NFL news break. Let's go to the lines. 210, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, guess who?
Hey, Emmy?
Nope.
Wait.
You can never guess right.
Div.
Yep.
Pathetic Div. What's going on, honey?
I'm sleepy.
Are you sleepy? Do you need a bedtime story?
No, I called because Sicko wanted me to call yesterday and the day before, and I didn't get the chance.
Oh, you tweeted the other day that you got high for the first time. You smoked weed for the first time the other day, and you tweeted about that. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, it was really strange. I've never smoked weed before, and it's all it did to me was make me think a lot more. It probably slowed me down because, I was drinking a lot too, but I love to drink. But no, the weed just made me think. It was really interesting. Like, I would smoke weed again, but never for a party because it was just too serene for me. It was good.
So you didn't have a bad experience then, did you?
No,
you
just, not at
just,
all.
You liked it. You just didn't feel like it was the right environment to do it.
Exactly. No,
you know what?
Like,
go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. I think it was just like I guess it was also kind of conflicting for me because I must have had like half a bottle of Bacardi that night, and the weed didn't really help with it. So. I don't know. Maybe if I'd done it by itself, it would have been different. But at the same time, I guess the effects weren't that much. It wouldn't have been much different had I taken it alone, but it wasn't the right environment for it.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, if you ever want to come out to California and find some amazing environments to explore it, hit me up. I can help you out.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
It's practically legal here. I mean, it is really practically. It is legal here.
Cool. Thank you.
Stoner alert. Stoner alert.
All right, let's take some more calls. It's Mega Show. I have to bust out my megaphone for Mega Show. It's just how it works. It's also Soundboard Sunday, so call in with your soundboards. Div, do you have any soundboards?
No, I do not.
Okay. I have one you can borrow.
Cool.
You want to use it?
Sure.
Okay. Here, use it.
Don't sound sincere about that.
Here. Like this. Here, take it. Got it?
No.
You got it. Now just go ahead and play it. There you go. Perfect. See? Now you know what you want. Shoot her now. Shoot her. God damn it. All right. Just because it's Soundboard Sunday doesn't mean I let you play it on forever and ever and ever. Okay, Div? put the soundboard down. Let's give somebody else a chance. We got a caller here. This might be a soundboarder. We got a looks like a Skype caller. LOL 1234567 1233. You're on the air.
There's no place like home. There's no place like.
Is that it? Hello? We lose the caller? No, LOL 1234561233. You're still in the air. Is that it? That was your soundboard. Thanks for contributing that soundboard. LOL. If you want to contribute some more, feel free to raise your hand up and down a couple of times. Press one like three times, and I'll put you back on. Anybody else wants to join in the fun? It's Mega Show. It's Soundboard Sunday. And here's a block number. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Caller, block number. Caller, you're on the air. Jesus Christ, you got to get your thing goddamn queued up.
I am the sound of silence, you fuck.
Oh, goddamn it. Off no pro. What's up, Off no pro? He's better than
hey,
a soundboard.
I don't need a soundboard. Are you kidding me? My whole life is a soundboard. Deb, thanks for the cake. That was good. What? Yeah, thanks for the cake. Maybe I'm not on.
You're on.
You're on. She's
so
just ignoring.
Why isn't she saying,
she's ignoring.
You're welcome. Deb.
She's ignoring you. You figured
no,
you'd be
not.
Used to that by now.
So
she had unicorn cake. Charlie cake.
Oh, yeah. It was a unicorn. It was actually like some ponies that we found. My friend who, the birthday was, her birthday was last week, and she has horses. She rides horses. So that's why we got her horses on that. My other friend, her birthday was like last month or over a month ago. And I just decided to put something morbid on there because she likes morbid stuff. So.
Okay.
She loved it. Old fag alert.
We have Opno Pro and crappy airbags in the building.
Put it in the toilet and flush it. Quick. Let's go.
All right, it's Soundboard Sunday. Let's check in with LOL 1234561233. You're on the air. What's up?
I love this song.
Nicki Minaj. Beyonce.
That's not a soundboard. That's just playing
is this
a song.
Is this the new Beyonce? Luscious bosoms and where'd the music go? What's going on? Who?
That's a good song.
Dude, why'd you cut the music, bro? Oh yeah, bring it back. Take it to the bridge. Break it on down. Jesus Christ. Get the fuck out of here. That was terrible.
That was no soundboard.
That was a sound mask.
Fucking song.
It wasn't a, yeah, right. It was a song. Yeah, at a certain point, it becomes just a song. Hello?
Test one.
We're getting some feedback going on here. What the hell is happening? Is that you, Opno Pro? Yeah, it is. We're getting some sort of nasty feedback loop coming from Opno Pro. Oh, my God. Thank God you're here, Div. If I didn't have you here, I'd freak out. Scary. It's Soundboard Sunday. Let's see what LOL 1234561233 has to say. Now. That's terrible. Again, more music. That's not really a soundboard. All right, we have another caller. 937, you're on.
Hi.
Hey, Goose Cream Soup?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Just checking, though. How you doing, girl?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic now that you're here. I have two goddesses with me, Div and Goose Cream Soup, along with Anon Sicko and Op No Pro. We're just holding it down here on another edition of the program.
So I was just saying in the chat room, back to the whole Brooklyn Bridge kettling incident.
Yeah, thank you. Please, indulge me.
I was telling a friend of mine on Facebook, well, not really a friend, just somebody that I happened to talk to on Facebook about it, and was telling him about the girl was 13 years old, that they arrested her for protesting.
Right.
The person Who cares? She's 13 years old. She knows what she's doing. She's smart.
The person had the nerves to say, that they must have done something to piss the cops off to arrest them.
Like, no.
Really?
No, they just arrested everybody that was kettled. And whether you were whether you were a 13-year-old girl or a 59-year-old dude, you were getting cuffed that if you're on the bridge, period. It's just end of story. You can try to tug at the heartstrings. Oh, this poor little 13-year-old girl. They were letting people out, too. They give people plenty of opportunity to exit. They told them, they're like, look, you can go out through the pedestrian exit now, or you can stay here and get kettled and come downtown. And like about 100 or so people said, all right, fine, we'll get the fuck out of here. And they took them up on it and got out of there. A lot of the, they didn't really report on this, but some of the protesters, probably a good 100 or 200 or so, got across the bridge and didn't get kettled. So they were just kind of like, hey, what's up? And so those people knew what they were doing, and they're making a statement. They want to be arrested. That's the point. Civil disobedience. Mm-hmm. You want to be arrested. Don't complain about it.
That wasn't what I was saying. My comment was that she said that they must have done something to piss the cops off. And that's not what happened.
They stopped traffic on the bridge. That would piss me off if I was a cab driver. There's a lot of traffic that goes over that bridge, dude.
That's not – from the videos I saw, them police led them to believe – and I could be wrong on this. But
oh, I don't know about that. I saw something to that effect somewhere, somebody alleging that the cops led them onto
the
bridge.
With the guy on the bike.
Guys, got a great idea. Hey, protesters – like, you think that really happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
It did, man.
I fully believe that happened.
I watched the video. I saw the video of them leading them on.
We see you're heading toward Wall Street. How about Brooklyn? Let's head over to Brooklyn, everybody. Come on. We'll take the bridge. Trust me. It'll be fine.
You think that really happened?
Yes.
It wasn't that way, Vince.
Let's see the tape. Show me the tape. Show me the tape.
I don't believe
to see it.
Hello, Vince.
Yeah.
The guy drove by on a 10-speed bike, and he flagged him on, and then the rest of the cops marched him right in. Not a problem. Marched him right in.
You would think all the cops there, if they didn't want them to go on that bridge, all they had to do, they were able to net him off to keep him from getting off the bridge. Don't you think they could have stopped him from getting on the bridge if they had a problem with it?
Sure.
Yeah,
but
somebody actually made a good point where they said they did more to stop traffic by kettling them than they would have if they just let them just cross the bridge.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, look, remember on 9/11 when people, that's how they got out of New York City. They walked across the bridges. Can you imagine them getting arrested for then?
That's kind of the points that we're making is.
Yeah.
I think it's
totally within the bounds of peaceful civil disobedience as long as people know what the potential end result is by doing it. It got people's ultimately the ends justified the means for doing this, whether they were led on there by the cops or not. because there's increased media coverage now. You know, there's people that are starting to attack the movement now. That's how you know when you've got some traction, when people start hating on you. Like, first they ignore you, then they hate you, whatever, you know, the fucking Gandhi quote.
First they mock you, then they attack, or first they ignore you, then they mock you, then they attack you, and then you win.
Yeah, so you know, you're kind of...
Today's Gandhi's birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday,
cool.
Gandhi. Happy birthday, Gandhi. You know, this soundboard is for you. Let's go to LOL1234. What's up? Oh, the bat phone.
Bat phone.
Somebody please fucking answer that already.
Look, if you're going to call in with soundboards, please have good ones.
That's my pager going off. Hang on.
Please have good ones, because, I mean, you're boring.
Hang on, I'm getting a message. Okay, all right. Yeah.
And Morse code?
Yeah.
And here I thought OpNoPro was the only person old enough to be using Morse code.
No, but I do use it.
They call themselves anonymous. They are hackers on
all right, that's dead giveaway right there. Dead giveaway. Crappy Tires. Thank you, Crappy Tires. Appreciate it. Let's go to 111 block number. Who's this?
What's up?
What's up? Who are you?
Oh, my God. You still don't even know.
Oh, well, if you just say, that? How am I supposed to know who the fuck you are? Why can't you just say, it's Shagmy? Why do I have to guess it's you from you saying, like, ooh, who's it, blah?
Sup, goofy ball, motherfucker. How you doing, bitch?
Oh, my God.
Dude, What's your soundboard? For 2 seconds.
Where's your soundboard, dude? It's Soundboard Sunday. Where's your soundboard?
I'm pulling them up. Don't worry.
All right. Yeah. Dial that in, dude. Come on.
I don't know which one to do, though. Oh, yeah. I wanted to comment on the NYPD leading the protesters over the wrong bridge, basically. And
the wrong bridge? What, they meant to go on over the Manhattan Bridge, and they went over the Brooklyn Bridge instead?
Yeah. No, they were supposed to take the high road, and they took it was either one of them. The cops led them to the wrong.
They were going to go to the pedestrian walkway, and the cops funneled them onto the road. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Come on.
And then out of nowhere, Batman came. He was flying around.
Exactly. Yeah, Batman.
But Vince did make a very valid point. The more people that get arrested, the more people that show up in support.
Not
and
only that,
after the girls got maced. After the girls got maced.
Saying that from day one.
It's not sexy until they start getting arrested and maced and brutalized,
dude.
Get
arrested.
I mean, that's what did it for Operation BART on the lower, you know, level, like a smaller, you know, micro level. It's the same thing, dude. Once the civil disobedience got stepped up, that's when the media were like, oh, what's going on over here?
Police officer is an arrest. I'm a cop, you idiot. I'm a cop. It's all allowed to be.
Is that your soundboard, or are you walking into your mom's bedroom while she's got the TV on? What the fuck's going on?
I'm trying. I just woke up not that long ago. I slept all day.
Another productive day.
No, well, I had a nice long conversation about conspiracies and stuff with Evilly Sexy Bitch last night. It turned into about like a 10-hour long Skype session, which was pretty interesting. And she's definitely a cool supporter.
Skype sessions are great, aren't they? Aren't Skype sessions hot? I had one last night. It was good. It's good times. Let's go to the phone lines here. We're looking for soundboards at Soundboard Sunday, or, you know, whatever. If you just have something you want to talk about, like this whole Brooklyn Bridge massacre. Yeah. Oh my God! They massacred a 13-year-old girl. They put her in. Oh my God! What do they call those plastic zip ties? What are your thoughts? Let's see who this is. Area code 217. Who's this? 217. Hello. Hi.
Who's this?
Go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this? 217.
You want to get high?
You're going to have to turn up the volume on your soundboard or whatever it is. Hello? Do I want to get... All right. That was fail soundboard on Soundboard Sunday. You know, just because you put your phone up to your computer speaker and play a YouTube video doesn't mean it's going to necessarily sound like anything, all right? So you know, get your shit together. This is for hardcore people who have all their shit fucking networked and hardwired and, you know, have their outboard gear and have multiple samplers all dialed in. It's some crazy fucking next level shit going on here with Soundboard Sunday. Like, these people don't play around. These are like, you know, basically DJs, but with sound clips. And crappy tires, what's going on? Dude, again, just playing music doesn't really count, all right? It doesn't count to be playing music, okay? Oh, my God. Anywho.
I'm going to kick your ass, bitch.
There you go.
Duke Nukem. Is that Shaggy? Is that Shaggy?
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I got the Duke Nukem soundboard right out.
Duke Nukem.
Damn, I'm good. This is KTIG, K-Tit, playing the breast are the best tunes in town. Come get some. Don't you these old a bunch. Get back to work, you slacker.
Here we go. I got a better one.
You're an inspiration for bird control.
What are those doing on Duke Nukem's board?
Not that many. There are only like 30. Oh, no.
I never heard him say those things in the game.
Hail to the king, baby.
Oh.
Eat shit and die. My gun's bigger than yours. Hello to my little friend. It hurts to be you. God sort of out. Son of a shit. Game over. Something smells rotten around here. It's my way or hell. It's my way. See you in hell. It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. I'm all out of gum.
There should be a soundboard from Pulp Fiction. That's a good movie.
Oh, there are. And don't give people ideas because it'll happen probably before the end of the show. Wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Does it sound familiar?
What? I don't know. What is that? Is that the sound of my penis being extracted from your mom's eardrum? What the hell am I supposed to? What am I supposed to do with that? What is that? What are you saying there?
Oh wait, Borat.
Borat?
Yeah. I've got balls of steel. Blow it out your ass. I'll rip your head off and shit down your neck.
Good time. Hey, what a great idea Soundboard Sunday was, right? You know?
No, you shouldn't have been promoting it all week.
I was kind of. Jesus Christ! What is that? What is it? What are you playing now, dude?
It's Borat.
Oh.
To find a good one, though.
Can you get him to say? Can you get him to say high five?
Do you like a porno?
Yeah. It won't play.
You know what else?
No, half the shit is broken on this. Stupid Borat.
You guys should do a soundboard for Mean Girls also. That's like a great, great movie.
Okay, what particular quote from that movie do you like?
Have you seen it or no?
No. No, I haven't. I've never seen it.
Okay.
Well, is Lindsay Lohan in?
What?
Isn't Lindsay Lohan in that?
Yeah. No, but it's actually really
what
funny.
Movie?
What? Mean Girls. It was screen written by Tina Fey.
Yeah,
I
know.
I love that movie.
So I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I like to make love.
Say, I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Okay. Odd way to put it.
Yeah, but are we really surprised that Shaggy is putting anything oddly?
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah, I do get it. I mean, the wonders of editing is brilliant, but I just don't get it. Let's speaking of things I don't get, Crappy Tires is back. What's up, Crappy Tires?
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct.
So you're going to just play back my intro? That's a sound. I mean, I could do that myself. I do it every night on the show.
Talk about getting pwned.
I need to get a new intro too. It's fucking tired of that shit.
You do.
Too much ghost in there. I feel like I'm listening to a goddamn Ghost and Debbie Daly commercial. But whatever. I got some OpNoPro clips up in there.
You should have OpNoPro do your entire intro.
No. Come on. I like your intro, Vince. I call in just to hear it sometimes and hang up, and I get a hard on. It's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool.
You don't know how every night I dream about doing that.
Yeah.
Once I turn it on, I'm just like, that's enough, dude. That I get fired up, and you know, it's that's just quit while we're ahead. All right, we have another caller here. 111 caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Jesus Christ! One at a time. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Ronnie Martin.
Ronnie,
you know,
who
this
are
is
you?
Ronnie Martin.
Ronnie Martin.
How are you? Cool. How you been?
I'm good. How are you, bro? I'm not sure I'm familiar with you. Do we know each other?
What?
Me. What?
Eat you bastard. House nigga bitch.
City of Flint, motherfucker.
Oh, City of Flint. Right on, dude. What's going on, dude? Oh, that was his soundboard. Right on, City of Flint with the soundboard. I didn't catch the reference. Did anybody recognize the soundboard he used there?
Negative.
No.
Yeah. Well, hey, he got me. Thank you. All right. Yes, negative seems to be the answer all the way around. I appreciate that.
No deal.
I'm sorry?
Michigan in the house.
Yeah.
It's not a tumor.
Soundboard Sunday, everybody. This is what it is, I guess.
Don't bullshit me.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Me? Trouble.
Anyways, if you want to get in on this, 347-826-7667, call in, share your soundboards. It's Soundboard Sunday. If you don't have to use a soundboard, though, you can just call in, use your voice, and pretend you're a soundboard, mimic your favorite soundboard, or just talk like a robot or something, or talk like something that sounds pre-recorded. It's pretty easy. In fact, full disclosure, half my shows are pre-recorded, so it's no big thing. It's technically Soundboard Sunday every day. You guys don't even fucking know it. All right, let's see. Let's go to another block number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Shit's getting way too complicated for me.
Like me?
I didn't know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing. Wait, my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn fries.
Sounds pretty good, man.
Like that.
All right. That's almost sounded like Barack Obama.
I don't think so.
I thought that was Barack Obama. Shouts out to Barack Obama, the President of the United States, calling in and participating on Soundboard Sunday. That was cool.
I don't get down like that.
Are we really 40 minutes into the show already?
We're totally 40 minutes into the show. It feels like it's been 3 hours.
4 years.
Yeah, we can shut it down right now if you want. It's fine with me. No problem.
No, I was saying the opposite. I was saying I can't believe we're already 40 minutes into the show. The show's never long enough for us.
It should make
right.
it 3 hours.
It should at least be 3 hours.
Yeah.
No way, dude.
And at what time?
I think it should be about 20 minutes. With the intro, and music included.
Are you saying you don't love us anymore, Ben?
Nice, tight little show. No, I'll have all you guys on. We'll just have, I'll come in, I'll do a quick intro, then I'll turn to you guys, have final thoughts, and then we'll play an outro song, and it'll be good.
You can do
you
that.
Don't love
one
us
alone.
Anymore, Ben.
You don't need us.
No, of course I need you guys.
Nope.
I can't believe you don't love us.
Yeah. I'm shattered. We're not going to call in and see what you do one day. We're not going to show up. Sunday, we're all no shows. See if you cry.
Dude. Well, apparently, I've just gotten threatened in my chat room that my show is going to get DDoSed in a half an hour. So it's going to be a moot point, apparently, no matter what.
That little
just ignore these fools.
It looks like someone's on the right.
1330.
These fools in the chat room are being retarded.
Screwing everybody up. Yeah, I already saw him threaten somebody in Cyber News or something.
Yeah.
1337, come on, get on the phone.
Nuts, flexing nuts in the chat room. All right, let's see who we got here. Crappy Tires is back. Go ahead, Crappy.
Are you guys supplying
somebody else or are you going after you here? Oh, come on. No fucking
talk. What is that? Well, I didn't even know what that was. What was it?
Song.
We've been aware for months that Scotland Yard and the FBI have been on the
investigation.
Oh, that's the most annoying. I mean, all due respect to Topiary, but that the song where they free Topiary. Oh my god,
that song's
so annoying. Oh my god. I like the acoustic one, where the English guy that actually pronounces his name somewhat correctly. That's a cool track. That track, not so much.
Free Tow Barry. Free Tow Barry.
Free Tow Barry. Free Tow Barry.
Sounds like he's having a seizure or something.
He likes to carve over. Fuck you. Bite me. Okay,
you know, if you played the acoustic version, that would eat up at least 8 minutes of your song, of your show.
Oh, I know. I'm going to keep that in my back pocket. Don't worry. Crappy Tires is butthurt because I cut him off and everything. But dude, you call in and you just you're not even playing anything that's like different or new. You're playing just like music. I know you got better sound effects and stuff because you've used them. Use some sound effects or something.
I just caught.
Yeah, we're being lame.
Step your soundboard game up, bro. Let's graduate from the music.
Drop
and
your balls, get in. Crappy.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Let's try him again. All right. Crappy's back. Okay. Go ahead, Crappy. some sort of Canadian mating call. That's how Canadians get a date. That's no wonder it is Operation. That's terrible, my friend. No wonder.
Yeah, that's our loons. Our Looney Tunes.
Hey, Crappy.
It's not a tumor.
It is not a tumor.
Like, this has been good for you.
Can't see what I'm like doing in front of my monitor.
Okay, let's take another call. 111 caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Blocked caller.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
First of all, I better gird my loins.
I'm sorry. Hello. Hi. I'm good. How are you?
It's so creepy.
What's so creepy? Huh? What the hell?
Sensuality. Multilingual capacity.
Multilingual capacity. Or what about it? Why are you talking in code? Is this some sort of something we're supposed to decode later to understand its true meaning?
No, I have not.
Why are you being so cryptic?
He's a brilliant actor.
Who's a brilliant actor? Is this George Takei? Is this George Takei?
Yes.
Sulu from Star Trek?
Yes.
Wow.
My goodness, my God,
I've had Barack Obama on the show now, and now George Takei. This is great. This is fantastic.
I don't mean it sexually.
All right, that's enough of George Takei. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate that. 347-826-7667. Crappy, what's up with you now? Crappy? Hello?
He's fapping.
All right, that's enough of that.
Hey, Vince, you got an advertisement next to the chat board that says Gibson's Finest for hackers. That's cool.
Gibson's Finest? What the hell?
Yeah,
is
it's
that?
Right there. Some kind of fucking, what is that, whiskey or something? Whiskey. Hack the Gibson! Yeah. It just came up. Right there, look. On your chat board. See the ad? Gibson ad? It's cool.
Stop whining, you bitch.
That's cool.
I see women impacting public policy. I see Ancestry.com. I don't see any. I don't see what.
Oh,
I have
I've
no idea what you're talking about, dude.
Two Gibson.
You're not making
finest.
Any sense, bro. Huh?
I always do. Two Gibson finest. Gibson's finest whiskey. I just hit it. I'll put it back in the chat where you'll see. I'm not fucking around. I don't know.
French it.
Yeah, don't you know he's always serious? He's never fucking around.
No, it seems that way, but no, it's all life is wonderful. There, see? That's the advertisement that's on my board. The one I just put in the chat room. Gibson's Finest. We have Hack to Gibson. Yeah. Fuck, Vince, you got 14-year-olds on this radio show and you're pushing Gibson's Finest?
I don't have 14-year-olds on this radio show. What are you talking about?
Crappy's 13, not
14. Crappy Tires is 16.
Crappy's 16, isn't he?
Oh, 16. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And in Canada,
still,
Canada
isn't it
legal
to drink at like 11?
Yeah.
No,
it's total.
Canada.
You're required to drink at like 11, I think. Yeah.
Probably age 2
chartered.
Or so. Oh, it just switched. Something's coming up. Okay, now it's a You'll Love My One Touch for... With smart
Whoa.
Coats. What the fuck is that? For diabetes? I think so.
I think so.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
That's
right, let's
weird shit. Whiskey and diabetes. What the fuck?
I would drink juice.
I'm not going to remember. I got to take
risking
some
your diabetes. What are you talking about? You're seeing this on my show page, or is that what you're saying?
Yeah, on the
Dude, I'm looking at the page right now. I don't see this anywhere. All I see is ancestry.com. That's the only thing.
We're not going to get the same app. You know, you don't look at the same things on Google. I play with diabetic pigs and kids.
Well, I don't look at it. Why would I have ancestry.com on here? All I do is use fucking Twitter.
Well, because you're thinking about fucking your mother. I don't know, man. All I know is
we go. Extra deli delights. Now I'm getting extra deli delights.
Yum,
these are like Lunchables. I'm getting advertised Lunchables now.
There you go. You have the wandering Jew. Whatever his name is.
All right, I've just been. Somebody has just alerted me that Crappy Tires is not only polluting the airwaves, but also now polluting the chat room with VITB loves Op No Pro. That's disgusting. Come on. Well, I mean, I love him, of course, and have made love to him, but come on, let's.
Yeah, Vince is waiting on him to be legal first.
Yeah, let's simmer down there.
He is from San Francisco.
Yep.
Hello, Frisco.
Yeah, I'm Berkeley.
What was it, Danny Tosh said? More butt sex per square inch than anywhere in the world?
Yeah, right here, San Francisco. More butt sex per square inch. Yeah, I've heard that. Tosh, Peter Tosh. Who's that guy? Michael Tosh?
No, Daniel Tosh.
Tosh.0, that dude.
Yeah.
That asshole. Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, I know.
Peter Bismuth.
He's fucking hilarious.
His stand up is kind of funny, but he sounds like he's gay. Is he gay?
No, I don't think he's gay. I think he's just one of them.
He's
people
just a metrosexual, one of those just like.
I think he's the reverse of homophobic. I think he embraces.
He's like a lot of these nerdy little effeminate guys, or like little hipster nerdy effeminate people. Yeah, they're everywhere. Yeah, go to Williamsburg, Brooklyn. You'll see tons of them. Come down here to the Mission District in San Francisco. You'll see them everywhere. Tight little.
He's kind of like the people that used to like on high school sports teams that run around slapping people's asses and shit like that. But they're not actually gay. They're more confused than anything. I think that's what he's like.
Yeah, textbook. Tires tangoed down. Tires is not tangoed down. He is just on
it's
timeout.
It's just his bedtime.
It's 2 minutes. He's out. He's on the timeout. 2 minutes in the penalty box for scrolling in the chat room. 2 minutes for scrolling Crappy Tires. And let's
actually Cyberwar News just posted something. I think Crappy Tires is going to bed. It is probably about his bedtime. The little guy's got
school
in the morning.
Let's hear one more soundboard from him then before he goes to bed. Go ahead, Crappy.
Balls to you.
Did you really do the balls to you soundboard?
No,
I got
no,
that,
you.
Man.
He's so bad.
Oh,
yeah. It's over 9,000.
He tries so hard.
Surprise, nigga! He just wants it to be loved.
Oh, oh,
he's
you!
9,000? There's no way that could be right!
Yeah, it's like Princess X is X-25 Princess to like your fucking backyard.
No, it's not.
What a silly Negro.
That sounded like that.
Chandler. Adumbrate or Adumbrate.
Adumbrate. Adumbrate. These are old words of the day. I'm going through my switchboard and just playing all my soundboards that are not songs.
Patriot Greg.
Patriot Greg is a term that we haven't really used here in a long time, but that's the term that we use when people's audio is all fucked up and like you're skipping or whatever. Just call it. We just say you're Patriot Gregging. I used to play that when, like, if Nop No Pro's signal started falling out, instead of telling him he was Patriot Gregging, I just
Patriot Greg.
Yeah.
Vince, did you see Tom Hayden tweet today? Is that a blast from the past?
Tom Hayden. You know, Tom Hayden.
I was just talking about him yesterday. Because I put a tweet out for Jane Fonda. I said, Jane, you're like, when I first met you, you had stars in your eyes. Now you have stars on Hollywood. So I put that out. And then Tom chimes in today. And I said, well, fuck, I haven't seen you since Students for a Democratic Society, like at a meeting in 1967. So he just came out of the woodwork. Tom and Jane used to be together. I was at their first march. That's my first peace march. Jane Fonda and Tom Hayden.
Hmm.
Senator Tom? You don't know Tom, huh? Great guy.
Senator Tom Hayden? Off the.
Yeah. Tom went from peace marches to becoming a senator. Yeah. Tom Hayden. He's on Twitter. But it's the first tweet I saw from him today. Interesting.
Tom Hayden was born in 1939 as an American social and political activist and politician known for his involvement in the animal rights and the anti-war and civil rights movements of the 1960s. He's the former husband of actress Jane Fonda and the father of actor Troy Garrity.
Yeah. 1967, L.A. Valley College. Students for a Democratic Society, SDS, was founded. He was the head of it.
Well, you know what? He's widely known in California as a staunch supporter of animal rights and was responsible for writing the bill popularly known as the Hayden Act, which improved protection of pets and extended holding periods for pets picked up as strays or surrendered to shelters. So this guy's all about the animals, huh? Hey, I'm all about helping the animals, too. I love the
animals. Yeah, you just like killing your animals. But one of the biggest arguments was, I think Mad Magazine ran it, like, buy this magazine or we'll shoot this dog. I think they ran that in 71. Do you remember that cover? They took a lot of shit over it.
No, I do not recall. Not ringing a bell.
They had a really gorgeous dog on the front cover, and it said, buy this magazine or we'll shoot this dog. You didn't see that? Did you? It was brilliant. So all the pacifists and conscientious objectors go wild. They just went fucking nuts. And it was a joke. I don't get it. But they were too stoned. For us, the revolution's still on from the 60s. We were just too fucked up. I love it. Give me more. So that's Tom. Can't believe you didn't know him, gents. Oh, that's right. You're not that old. You little con man, you. Vince, how old are you? 49? 51?
73.
Can't tell with a rate. 9,999. Can't tell with a radio voice.
Vince got a good radio voice, though.
He's got an excellent radio voice. Part of the calling, part of participating in this is Vince's voice. It's great. It really is.
I'm 53.
53?
Are you really?
Cool. 53.
I would never have.
I've been an investment banker for the last 20 years, and this is a honeypot. No. I've been watching you guys. I know you guys are doing this Operation Wall Street. I'm paying attention, right? I hate for it to come out like this, guys, but yes, I am part of the problem. I am part of Wall Street, and that's just how it is, kids.
That's all right. We won't hold it against you.
It's okay.
It's on now. It's on. I know you guys are trying to. That's why you guys are trying to DDoS me. You found out that I'm an elite investment banker. Yes, I wasn't joking when I said I went to Bohemian Grove over the summer. I was there. My reporting was factual. And I don't know why it's taken you folks so long to catch on to my evil, sinister plan. Yes, I'm in cahoots with the teabag industry. I mean, the teabaggers, the tea partiers. We are waging cultural jihad from behind the scenes.
Cool. I got a Scud missile for your ass. Okay. That's neat.
I have a Patriot missile for yours.
Nothing patriotic about my asshole, silly Susie. Okay. I don't think so. Okay.
All right. It's,
oh, we got a new enemy. A new enemy. A new
oh,
enemy.
No. Not another one.
Well,
which,
he came out of fucking nowhere. He's been around for a while. So I'm not going to shout out to Parallax 9 tonight. I'm going to shout out to Hackers Can't Hide. What a distraction. What a little piece of doo-doo. Come on the show, man. Hackers Can't Hide. He tells me that X is breaching his bail restrictions by talking to me. Incredible. Hackers Can't Hide. Come here, you little fuck.
Speaking of which, we need to hide Crappy Tires from the chat room. Crappy Tires is going nuts. You got to simmer down with the.
Oh, he's not doing anything really bad.
What's he doing? Trying to peel on people
fake,
or some shit?
People in the chat room are running their mouths, you know, and trying to quote unquote dox Caleb. Like we all don't know all of his information anyways. They were googling his name, so he googled it for him and posted the link in there. That's all he was doing.
Yeah, he's doing the let me Google it for you links.
Yeah.
So the jack-off's not here, huh? Jackal, are you here? No.
Jackal is here in spirit.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Wendigo's not here either. I'm pretty disappointed that Wendigo's not here.
Yeah, we should just quit the show now.
Yeah.
He's never not here.
This has been a complete train wreck from the beginning.
I
apologize, folks. The overall entertainment value tonight is pure shit. We haven't heard from the ladies in a while. They've been pretty quiet. Div, what's going on with you? Why are you so quiet over there?
She's still asleep.
Earth to Div, are you still on the line? Hello?
Div? She's not mute. She's unmuted. Did you mute yourself on your end? All right. I don't know.
She got stoned and fell asleep.
She probably passed out. She got so goddamn bored with the soundboards. No, yeah, it's soundboards. B-O-R-E-D. Boarded. All right. Oh, speaking of things that should be aborted, it looks like the one angry Jew's on the board. What's up, Jew? What'd it do?
That's right. I have felt the vacuum and filled your void.
Thank God you're here. What's up, dude?
How dare you? Did you hang up on me the other night, or was that a malfunction?
You did,
dude,
what with
you
your
showed
vacuum?
Up. There was 20 seconds left in the show.
A 15-second prayer, you blasphemous bastard, you. How dare you?
My bad. I didn't know what it was going to be, you know, something that was constructive and worthwhile.
I was going to wish cancer on the white-shirted cops, but
oh yeah. Well, please. Why don't? Well, now that we have you here, go ahead.
No,
and
now
you with
me when I'm not in the mood. Well, I am in the mood to wish somebody, but I did notice that particular story was that these were the brass coming in and leading by example, so to speak, by kicking the crap out of everybody. But there's a real problem in this country where the cops seem to think that they own everybody, and that's because they have grabbed most of the police from the military over the years, because the military, one, come back, and they're not exactly right in the head when they come back, and two, if they were doing some kind of military policing over in Iraq and Afghanistan, which is where they want to get these guys from, these are the people that will take the orders to go and disarm people and do whatever it is. They still think that they're dealing with people in Afghanistan and Iraq, where they have no rights whatsoever. It's crazy.
Real quick, I don't mean to interrupt, but Crappy Vince, he wants you to know it's his birthday Friday, and you have to do a special show for him.
You know, we're 5 minutes from that, and you had to interrupt my soliloquy for somebody's
birthday. Yes, he did. That was important. Thank you, Sicko. I appreciate that. All right, Crappy, you balls. You can have your. Why don't you wait? He's got his own BTR account. He can do his own birthday show.
Exactly. How dare you interrupt me?
Yeah, he doesn't need to.
Well, no, that's it's a long story. We got another call here. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Who are you? What's on your mind?
Hey.
What's up? Is this Reefer?
Yep.
Oh yeah. What's up, Reefer? What's on your mind tonight?
Returned. I mean, it's been gone for a week. 80% of the fucking listeners are gone, and you're praying. What's with that?
I'm not praying.
I'm praying.
That's one angry Jew praying for us.
Does anybody really pay attention to what's said?
He's trying to help the whole movement here. He wants to give what's his name, Tony Baloney, testicular cancer.
I believe that any cop who oversteps his authority and acts outside of his constitutional authority and his oath deserves to have something to do. Trips to the emergency
guys, you've got you don't understand. You've got an opportunity here to harness the power of the Jew.
What's he gonna do?
Get me some axe off my fucking shopping?
Wait a second, what was that?
Say that again.
Just horrible trashing of Jews, you know.
Yeah, it's very original. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Reefer. Who the hell are you?
He's Reefer.
What is your original name?
Reefer. It's your original name.
One Angry Jew is pretty original. You got to admit that.
Yeah, so is Reefer.
No, it's not. It's been around for a long time. It's overused and it's trite.
Oh, but you don't know what it means. You think it just means weed, right?
You come from a long line of angry Jews, Jew. You're not the first one. You're not going to be the last one. You're one, but you're not the only one. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
John, how are you doing? Yeah, what's it?
Hello?
What's up, bro?
Nothing, bro. What's up with you?
Do you have big boy hair?
No, I don't have big boy hair. Why?
I do. Throw it in my magic place. With my big boy
I can't
hair,
understand you. It's that...
like my blankies. Hi, my name is Ed.
Hey, it sounds like you're calling me from a bathhouse. Once you get your robe, call me back. My God.
Dave.
Gall of people. It's just, look what I have to put up with, Jew. Now the Jew rage quit on me. What the hell?
Good.
Angry
right, well,
Jew.
Shout
angry.
Out to Jew. Thanks for coming through, Jew. Appreciate it. 347.
Jew rage quit is probably the highlight of the show so far.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm pretty happy.
I don't know, man.
He seems like a prick.
Yeah, dude. He'll come back. Don't encourage him. Just don't encourage him.
There's very few people that I just plain don't like. He is one of them.
I only talked to him for like 30 seconds. I already don't like him. No offense to him, but he's a bit of a prick.
That's kind of his shtick.
Well, you can be an asshole, but there's a difference between an asshole and being a retard. Like, if you're an asshole, but you're intelligent at the same time, it's all right. I can let that slide. But when you're just spitting nonsense and you don't know what you're talking about and you're just being an ass just to be an ass and there's no substance behind it, then you're a retard. And you should just get a life. I mean, it's really, really pathetic, I think is the easiest word I could use to describe him.
I like to think I'm somewhere in between those two extremes. I almost know what I'm talking about.
Good times. That's the Jew, everybody. The one angry Jew. Like him or love him, he is what he is. Whatever. 347-826-7667 is the number. Don't be shy. Call in. Div, are you there? Yeah, she's asleep, I think. Goose Cream Soup, you're still there, right?
Yeah.
Hey, baby. How you doing? Are you getting drunk again tonight?
No.
That's cool.
I think everyone woke up this morning with a bunch of hangovers.
We kind of had a wild light.
Hangovers are for rookies.
That show last night was kind of wild. Remember Angela?
Yeah, I spent 10 minutes with her.
So yeah, I spent some time with her too. She's a fascinating woman, fascinating lady. Out of nowhere last night, crazy.
She's autistic. A fantastic autistic dominatrix.
Dude, yeah, she's like the complete package.
She was half a package. Cool. Stinko, watch the chat board. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with the chat board? What are you doing on the chat board? What the hell?
Hold on. I'm going to send a secret one. There. We'll just see who punches on it, you know? I don't say anything. I just drop them and run.
This one again?
No. You've never seen it. Well, you may have seen it, but nobody else seen it. A couple people. That's one of my rare ones. There's my docs. Go ahead, one. What the fuck? That's one I haven't shared with everybody yet.
King Flood.
I got fired for that one. That was me doing the first web camera for special effects for Logitech. They hired my firm, and I brought that to CES. And they didn't check my work before they had me demonstrate it. That's my demonstration. I got fired. I never got my money. Fuck them. No sense of humor. Is that wild? Is that funny? That's a hysterical one. That's a very famous story in my industry. My God.
Hey,
here's GoPro.
So Reefer, what's up with you, man? What's new with you, man? We haven't talked to you in a while.
I took a break last week, and I was like in the psychiatric place for a while, and then I just did some fishing, and that's about it. Like, I don't know. I'll probably get back to work this week.
Right on. Are you following any, is there anything, any news items or anything going on that's catching your eye? Are you paying attention to these Wall Street protests?
Yeah, I've been paying attention to the whole protests, and now they're coming up in every fucking town.
Yeah, they're everywhere now. Occupy the fucking planet is what they're doing.
Yeah. But nobody really knows what they're protesting. They're all like, we're going to protest, but we got to figure out something to be pissed off about. And I'm just kind of sitting back laughing.
City of Flint's asking me in the chat room, have I ever worked with Phil Hendry? No, I've never worked with Phil Hendry. I'd love to work with Phil Hendry. He's awesome. He hates me, though. I got into a Twitter little fight with him. He's kind of a curmudgeon-y old... Dude, do you know who Phil Hendry is, Reefer?
No.
OpNoPro probably knows who Phil Hendry is, right?
I'm not sure on that, Vince.
No.
I'm thinking musician, but I don't know.
No, Phil Hendry is a talk show host. He has a talk show. Yeah, he does a late night talk show. I think it's on right about now. On terrestrial radio, he's on. He's syndicated, I guess. But I think he started off on sort of like the Morning Zoo crew type of thing. But it was just him. He's like a one man show. But he does characters, and fake callers. It's all him though, and he'll sometimes have two, three fake guests that on the show with him, and they're all his voice. They'll do female voices, male voices, whatever. It took me a long time when I first started listening to him to figure out it was all him. And maybe I'm giving it all away by saying that. But yeah, he still does a show. He does it live every night, 3 hours of just improvised, basically improvised on-the-spot humor. He takes live callers. He takes callers, but people that don't realize that it's a joke. Mm-hmm. Like he's been doing this for 20 years, I think, now, and he still gets fresh callers, that fresh meat, that just don't realize it's all a put-on. And he'll call in as like a, I think one of his characters is Vernon Dozier. It's like this really loopy old high school teacher that, you know, always alludes to having improper relations with his students and stuff. But, you know, he just talks very, very, risque about his dealings with his students. And so, like, you know, unsuspecting call. It's sort of reverse trolling in a way.
Sure.
You know? Instead of people trying to, like, troll him, he's trolling the callers. The callers call in thinking that it's, like, a legit, you know, high school teacher on the line. Who's, you know, condoning, like, sexual relations with students, you know. And they, of course, it's like some, you know, middle-aged woman who's just, like, freaking out. Some housewife who's just can't believe what she's hearing. And then he gets to play good cop, bad cop, so he gets to be himself, Bill Hendry. I've tried doing some of that. Like, I'm not good with voices and stuff. I don't think that would be my shtick. But he's
Italian voice, John. You're good on that one.
Yeah, I could. And yeah, I could mix it up, sir. If I wanted to, I could do that. Yeah, I have did little crap, you know, shit attempts at it in the past. But yeah, dude, that dude's a legend. Phil Hendry's the man. It's kind of like what do you call it? Because he's making it up all on the spot. You know, it's not really that it's scripted. I mean, he'll have like a topic, but he just goes into the characters and just, it's kind of like what's his name, Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, I know Wolfman Jack used to do some. Most of it was Rick Deves, and who was that other guy that I really loved? Imus in the Morning. God, he was great. Fucking Imus, Don Imus. Remember him in California, and then he went out to New York after he
made it. I hate Don Imus. I can't stand Don Imus. Oh my god!
You didn't like him in the beginning?
No, I never liked him.
I liked it up, but I liked him in the beginning.
He always bothered me. I thought he was like the most unfunny, uninteresting. The only thing he had was a deep voice. That was it. And he was suddenly like he was always a sort of the closest thing Howard Stern had to competition, I guess. Like, they always had beef, and I thought there was no competition as far as I could tell. Howard Stern is way funnier than he was funny, but whatever it is, his shtick is lost its luster because I didn't think it was funny.
He didn't stop. He was at his peak. Wolfman, too, was incredible, always. And Dr. Demento, did you listen to Dr. Demento's show, Vince?
Dr. Demento, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound, I mean.
Oh, you can listen to some of the repeat. On the back,
okay,
Dr.
I know it's Soundboard. Sorry, I need to interrupt you for a second, Avno Pro. I know it's Soundboard Sunday, but who has just got the TV playing in the background? Is that you, Shagmi?
Are you watching porn again?
I thought,
dude,
I muted my phone.
No, you didn't, okay? I'm going to just mute you myself, all right? Sorry,
Avno Pro. He's watching porn again, I bet.
Yeah. You're on timeout. When you want to come back on, Shagmi, you press 1 a bunch of times, and I'll bring you back on. Pro. I'm sorry, I cut you off. What's up?
No, City is talking about it. I mean, saying Imus was in the morning when NBC had Stern in the afternoon, but Don started this whole category, really. I can't think of anybody earlier. But he was Imus in the morning. So he's always had a morning show. He has an enormous amount, millions and millions of followers for his morning stuff. And then eventually they started licensing all of the things out. They did away with the DJs. You used to call in, talk to the DJs. Eventually you'd call in. There's no DJs. It just ran on a script. Computer bank. But that's just the way the whole industry ran. And now guys are back somewhat. But the best shows were all licensed, packaged and licensed with who the hell was that? Drake Chenault in 1970, beginning 70s. My sister did that with Drake Chenault, Package the Industry. She did the 72-hour shows, Vince, that were like the history of rock and roll. You know, the history of the Beatles, history of the Rolling Stones. They do a 72-hour radio play.
Oh, nice.
Remember those?
Yeah,
remember
well,
those, huh?
Not really. I mean, I know that now every now and then they'll be like KPFA here in San Francisco will have like a drive to raise money for the station, and they'll play nonstop Grateful Dead for like 3 days straight. But that's the closest thing to what I've seen.
It used to be called the History of Rock and Roll, and then Dick Clark, American Bandstand, had a lot of them. And then the Black Channel, trying to remember their show. Shit, what was that called?
Soul
what
Train?
Soul Train. That was what a brilliant
I think it's
show.
Still around.
Fucking
I think Soul
brilliant.
Train is still around.
I think it is. I saw it, but all the girls had short dresses. I mean, so short that they need two haircuts. But
all aboard the Soul Train.
Yeah, Soul Train was a great show. It was a great show. So... that's just, wow, those are good memories, that stuff. A lot of fun.
Good time.
Mm-hmm. Stinko, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I was watching that video, and then y'all were talking, so I just let y'all continue talking.
Which video?
That shit was pretty funny.
Huh?
So that shit was pretty funny.
Oh, I put two of them up. You didn't see the second one?
No, I only saw the first one. I must have missed the second link between all these retards in the fucking chat room.
No, that's okay. Did you see the name of my account?
Hey, those are my listeners, dude. Those are my listeners. The retards are my listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still retards.
So what? They're important retards. They're listening to my show. Shouts out to the retards.
Yeah. Paul Elbert wants to know the theme of the show. You're listening to the theme of the show, you fuck. What do you mean, what's the theme of the show?
Well, the theme of the show tonight was supposed to be Soundboard Sunday. I was joking all week that because people would call in throughout the week playing these stupid soundboards, and I decided, why don't we just dedicate one day to it so they would stop bothering me during the week. And so I was joking that it would be Soundboard Sunday, and somehow we're trying to turn it into that. It's kind of failed. We haven't really gotten a high volume.
It didn't fail because we didn't want it to happen.
It's true. It sort of was a lackluster experience, and that's fine. That's good. It's good because if we got over inundated with too many soundboards, it might have driven everybody crazy. But whatever. It's open line.
The thing is, now we can tell them, hey, look, when they call in with their soundboards, they're like, look, we gave you your shot. You didn't show up, so now you don't get to.
I can't believe how many people are playing songs thinking that that's a soundboard, though.
Yeah, it was rather disappointing.
Yeah, it was a real limp, no show. Limp, limp. Wow. Huh. Oh, well.
Here's
everybody
a soundboard.
Ted's picking me up, man.
Here's one of my favorite soundboards.
Analysis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
In español.
That sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger getting a blowjob from a Mexican. That was kind of fucking weird.
Yeah. What do you mean? You mean his girlfriend / kitchen help?
The mother of his son, little one. Can you imagine 21 years with him or something?
The little Terminator, the little Mexican Terminator. and it's so obvious when you look at the picture of the kid. It's just like, come on. At a certain point, everybody just knows. Like they can't even keep it a secret because it's so obvious. So look at the kid; it's a little Mexican Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's crazy.
Yeah, was he 9 years old or something when Maria left? I think he's 9 or something now. I don't think they had him when they first started shagging each other. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's like 9 or 10 right now. Wow. And that lady, I don't know. I wouldn't do her. I wouldn't do her. Who wanted to meet with Casey Anthony that was on our chat the other night? Somebody wanted to talk to Casey Anthony and have her baby.
I don't want to have Casey Anthony's baby, but I'll talk to her. She looks like a good time.
I think she's interviewing. That was the point of the statement that she.
She's got some civil suit or something going on, or not even that. No, it's not a civil suit. It's I think the county or the state or the city or somebody wanted to sue her for all these costs that were incurred in the investigation and blah blah blah.
Right.
And they were suing her for like I don't know like $500,000 or something, and they bumped it down to I think like $100,000 or something.
Okay.
So she's desperate for appearances, so she's probably going to try to write a book and all that stuff to probably pay off all these legal fees.
Well, she's interviewing people to have a baby with. I know that.
Oh, God. And that'll be a reality show, probably.
Oh, that would really suck, you know, like with Paris Hilton and Casey Anthony. That would be fucking outrageous. But you're my best girlfriend. I want you to eat me. But you're my best girlfriend. What a fucking trash.
Shag me, you're back. What's up?
Yeah, how far up his... Never mind.
What?
Never mind.
That was a question.
You came back and now it's a never mind?
Yeah, just... I'm just
put it back on mute.
Smoke.
All right, you're going back on mute. What a...
Oh, man.
What a loser.
Failed experiment.
Fragment. Yeah,
he put his
shit.
Hand back up. I was trying to give him a shot. I don't know what's... I don't know. Ah, man. I tell you. Soundboard Sunday.
The Libyans!
Yeah, the Libyans.
lack of Soundboard Sunday.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah, what's up, Reefer?
What's up with this lead dude in the chat?
Is he hating in the bay? Is he hating in the bay?
I don't know what he is. He's like, I'm asking him if he's a hacker because he's like talking about hacker shit. He's like, are you blind? So I guess I am because I don't have any fucking clue if he's a hacker.
It's because all the shit that he dropped before you signed on.
Ghost says that Jester and his troll crew are here. I think these are Jester sock puppets. You're looking at Jester sock puppets up in here.
Okay, so... Any hacker in the fucking chat who has any sort of beef with any sort of person, I would love the chance to fucking like beat your monkey asses till it ain't no fun. So
that's a challenge.
Just fucking bring it. I would love to see some of your fail fucking hacking come at me. Cause I'm bored.
Why?
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, I am ready to rumble.
But why? Why, Reef?
I don't know. I am just in the mood to beat some bitch asses. You know me.
I got into a fight earlier today. I haven't been in a fight in a while. It was almost freeing. Dude really pissed me off.
A real one? In real
life? Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Get in a fight just for the sake of getting in a fight. That's a good idea.
No. that's not what was going on, but he was just really being a dick. And I was kind of... been in a bad, I guess the easiest way to explain it, is a bad mood all day, and I didn't want to take it, and if there hadn't been my little cousin with me, I probably would have beat his ass and ended up going to jail today, so kind of glad I took my cousin with me. I'm not even an angry person. I'm a nice person.
I try to not be an angry person. I'm just getting tired of all the, you know, little skitties out there talking big, saying they do this and that, like DDoS and all that bullshit, but DDoS isn't hacking. I mean, fucking Cherry ain't no hacker. He's just some dude.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I am willing to take on the horde of skids.
Good luck with that, bro.
Yeah.
More power to you.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad Shari Wong's not up right now. He'd probably be game for some from smack talk. Yeah.
OpNoPro
just rage quit. We just lost OpNoPro.
I like OpNoPro.
He's
still in the chat room.
You just scared OpNoPro off. He's like, holy shit.
I didn't mean to.
Looking for some action. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
What have I done? I've done more shit than you can count, bro.
Winning.
I'm not gonna like go around on the fucking internet and start like confessing my crimes, but ask around.
Can't believe Opno Pro just quit like that. I'm gonna bitch him out.
Yeah, I don't know. He rage quit. He peace outed. I don't know what to tell you.
He's like not even in the chat. Like fucking got banned or something.
No, he just peace outed, dude. He's done.
Yeah, he's just all like,
Opno Pro is unbannable.
Yeah. He's the fucker who drives the van.
I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to talk to him more about Commander X, because Commander X apparently held a goddamn press conference yesterday, and I didn't hear it or see it. I saw one little write-up, local Santa Cruz rag, but apparently he was on a local radio show too, I think. So I'd love to, if anybody has information on that or linkage, I'd love to see what's up with that. And I was hoping he would enlighten us a little bit.
I heard about it is he was wearing a free Bradley Manning shirt while he did it. That's the only thing that I heard about about it, which is pretty classy of the guy.
Oh, dude. Everybody's like sending me fucking private messages saying, I can't do shit. I'm just some little troll. I'm all of them. I'm just laughing. No, you haven't done shit. You couldn't hack your way out of a box. People are all like, you think you're cool because you helped Cyber War News? That was a long time ago. It was like months ago.
Santa Cruz Sentinel. That's what it was. The Santa Cruz Sentinel. That's right. The man accused of hacking into county computers speaks in Santa Cruz and says he's innocent. A homeless activist facing federal charges for allegedly hacking Santa Cruz County computers in December is out of custody. Christopher Doyon, who is homeless himself, was in Santa Cruz on Saturday to declare his innocence and address what he sees as oppression of homeless people. A federal grand jury indicted Doyon last month in what appears to be a nationwide crackdown on the hacker community. The indictment alleges that Doyon is a computer hacker known as Commander X, who is part of Massachusetts-based group People's Liberation Front, a self-described organization of cyber warriors who work on behalf of the downtrodden. It also alleges that he's a member of Anonymous, an international collective that's been linked to a number of online hacking attacks worldwide and played an instrumental role in a recent series of BART protests. I am Commander X, said Doyon outside the Santa Cruz County Courthouse on Saturday morning. Yes, I am immensely proud and humbled by my core to be a part of the movement known as Anonymous, he said as he was also a founding member of the People's Liberation Front. He was arrested, blah, blah, blah. He said, quote, both my co-defendant, Josh Covelli, and I are categorically innocent of the charges against us, and our legal team will prove irrefutable evidence of this. Doyton and Covelli of Fairbone, born Ohio, hatched Operation Peace Camp in 2010 on behalf of People Liberation Front, and they enacted what's known as a DDoS on county computers, rendering them temporarily inaccessible. The indictment also blah blah blah. You all know this. Oh, here he goes. Here's another quote. The city of Santa Cruz does not regulate camping. It forbids it completely. And this is in a city with over 1,000 houseless people and shelter for less than 10% of our best days. Peace Camp 2010 organizer Becky Johnson. Oh, that was Becky Johnson. That wasn't even him. That, you know, I read, I could have sworn I saw somewhere that he was going to be on a radio show too. I got to find that somewhere. Jessica Pasco. I wonder if she's on Twitter. She might know. Anyways, OpNoPro, if you're listening out there somewhere, get back in touch at some point so we can get the scoop, dude.
Cyber War News says that he's calling in, so he said don't keep him waiting.
Oh, is he on the line right now?
I think so. He's on his phone.
Right, caller. This must be him. This is the only other caller. Caller from area code 217. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller. You're on the air. Maybe that's not him. The hand was not up. Callers, if you want to talk on the air, you have to press the number 1 on your keypad. In fact, if you press it a couple of times, that'll, you know, if you hit press number 1 like 3 times, it'll alert me that you want to join the conversation. If not, just sit back, relax, enjoy. But whatever. It's Soundboard
Sunday.
Who's saying
I got kicked out of TP?
You got kicked out of TP? What happened, dude?
I didn't even know I got.
I had
kicked out
somebody
of TP.
From TP on my show last night. God, Jesus, who did I have on my show last night?
Trick, maybe.
No, it wasn't Trick. It was Corpse.
Oh, Corpse is in there now. Yeah, that's what I heard.
I have.
You know, he told me about that a while ago. I haven't talked to Corpse in like a month.
Yeah, he was on the show last night, dude.
Oh, yeah? I always miss the good show. I got kicked out because I couldn't hack. Okay.
Was that last night or the night before? Jeez, I don't know. The shows just kind of morph into each other. The last couple nights have been pretty epic, dude. It's been all over the place. Tonight's off night. Everybody's just having a hangover from all the other crap.
Man, I gotta say, I love New Fags. They're just the cutest kids. They say the darndest things. Fucking Bill Cosby should be here, just, you know, interviewing them all.
I kind of am Bill Cosby in a way. I'm wearing a sweater.
Oh, yeah? I've been watching the Cosby show, like, all month on Netflix, just fucking episode after episode.
I've been watching Dexter a lot lately.
I kind of, like, ran through it out of episodes. Watching Breaking Bad right now. It's a good show.
Breaking Bad's the shit.
I know, right?
Breaking Bad's the shit. I just started watching Dexter. I'm just started the third season. It's pretty great.
Oh. Yeah, I can't wait till the next, what is it, sixth season coming up?
Yeah. So what do you watch, Vince?
Man,
what do I watch?
Lady
Boys. Right now I'm watching watching PBS right now. I'm watching KQED.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Watching a documentary.
On the Wilder Beast?
I don't know. The fucking Gold Rush or some shit. I have no idea. Just some old-timey photo. It looks like it could be, I don't know. It's some sort of Ken Burns special. I have no idea. I don't know.
Started
what
watching one on.
I don't watch TV, dude. I have my monitor. It just takes whatever comes through the rabbit ears. And I use it as an external monitor for my pooter. I don't really.
Yeah, well,
watch
okay.
TV. It's not really.
I don't watch TV
I don't...
either. Everything I watch is on my computer. So.
Yeah, dude, I got the internet. I don't need that stuff.
I don't understand why somebody would pay for cable and the internet. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, you can find whatever you want on. They even stream cable channels on the internet. So
yeah. Well, they're trying to combat piracy by just throwing the stuff up for free themselves. But I don't understand that. It's like, we don't want you to download this and watch it for free. So we're going
to
put the episode up
for free.
It seems like some convoluted logic there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they like put ads on like the side of the page or something. Or...
Nobody clicks them.
No, we don't. I don't. I'm not going to. What's on the side of the screen now?
you help pick the next flavor of something. Lemon squares, root beer float, or banana foster. Oh, wait, ad's
that's
changing.
That's a bubblegum one.
There's no bubblegum, sorry, bro. Oh, wait, nope, it just changed to the same fucking ad.
Well, there's one that talks about bubblegum, and, like, there's, like, lemon squares, and I'm like, dude, that's disgusting. Why would you want bubblegum that tastes like lemon squares?
I don't know, like what they're advertising. It's just, like, flavors, but, like, for what? Like, I thought they were cereal bars for a second, but I've never heard of a root beer float cereal bar, so. Vince, what do you think they are?
What's the topic? I'm sorry, what's the topic?
We're looking at ads on the side of our screen, and one came up, and it's a vote for the new flavor. Lemon square, root beer, and banana foster, but we don't know what we're voting, like what the product is. We just know what the flavors are.
Lemon square sounds good to me. I'll go with lemon squares. It sounds good to me. I have on mine.
Like,
I don't know what you're talking about. I've got fondue.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I've got some Spanish advertisements going on. I swear to God, it's like a Spanish Facebook.
I have your ancestry.com now.
That's important. Maybe it has something to do with the lemon bars.
And red.
It's all linked together. That's my theory. You know, lemon bars, ancestry.com, and Mexicans. It's all the same shit.
There you go.
Only three more days, guys. I only have three more shows after this, and then I'm not going to be able to call in anymore.
Thank God.
At least for a while.
Oh, thank God.
Really?
No,
thank God.
No,
I'm your favorite person to call in, aside from Op No Pro.
I thought I was the favorite.
No, I'm his favorite.
Thank God.
Okay. I'm going to be so sad.
But I'll still be tweeting. I'll try to call in. I've been thinking about taking my computer with me. If we can find a way to get some power set up.
No, I don't think it's possible. I think that's it. I mean, it's just a couple more shows, and that's it. Hasta la vista, baby.
Really?
Sayonara.
You think so, Vin?
That's it, yeah. It's been great.
Vince, I'm mad at you.
We need to just quit while we're ahead, bro. Be like Jordan. Go out while you're ahead, man.
So wait, who are we talking about? Who's leaving?
All you guys. You're all leaving. That's right. You're all
going
on timeout. You're all on timeout right now. I'm putting the show on lockdown. I'm taking another call here. Who is this? Block number, who are you? Caller, you're on the
air.
Yo, Op No Pro. Oh, hey, Op No Pro. I wanted to ask you about Commander X, dude. So he had a press conference yesterday, and is there an audio recording of it, a video? What's up?
If there's a... audio recording.
It's got to be a YouTube or something.
If there's an audio recording, it would be at the radio location that he has his pirate radio.
Oh, okay.
Or it would be at the piece 2010 page of YouTube, although there's no correlation between the homeless marches and the peace group wanting to necessarily put the video on their site. I don't know. The city has already made it quite clear that Commander X's role is not necessarily sanctioned as something that the Peace 2010 chose to do on the San Jose site about the March for the Homeless and the
Santa
supposed
Cruz
DDoS.
Santa Cruz site.
Santa Cruz city limits. I think you'll find that it was the San Jose server. We'll see. It may have been the Santa Cruz server, Vince. You may be right.
Okay.
I think we discussed this before, that one is, you keep getting confused because it's within the Santa Cruz, environments. But if it's there, that's where it would be, Vince. And in that, he stated that it was really Commander X and that is who they caught.
and that's it. And put the link up as far as some things that he said. Did you not see that, Vince?
No, I can't keep up with the chat room. I don't even know what's going on.
No, I didn't put it in the chat room.
Did you
put it on Twitter?
Yeah, I
put it out for everybody.
I'm not paying attention to Twitter either. Yeah, please.
It's already there.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's about 20 tweets ago. I'm just dealing with this. Hackers can't hide. Little guy wants to be a big guy, so we'll see where that goes. Problems in River City with these guys. Yeah, they just don't stop, do they? These little ones that want to be the ones that just turn you in and stuff. Incredible. I'm not sure they have a life. Amazing. So now we've got a new one that wants to play games with me. Okie. Flame. Stinko, who is this little hackers can't hide fuck? Where do you go? Yo, Vince.
Yo, check. Microphone check. What's up?
Did you put me in some place muted? Is Stinko not around?
Stinko is around. It's just me and you, though. Hang on. Let me bring you Stinko.
Oh,
on.
Why
sorry.
Is it just us? I'm sorry.
Because I wanted to isolate you and find out what was going on with Commander X.
Oh, fine. Well, tell me that we're alone, and then it's not being recorded. Yes, when we're alone?
Dude, you're on the show.
That's a question. Hi, show.
You're on the show, dude. The show is recorded. Once we forget, we finish live, it becomes a podcast. Yes, of course it's recorded.
Hey, I didn't know the show was recorded. Funny me. Okay, so anyway, go through my timeline. You'll find some stuff there. I put the link up for where the information was shared after he spoke. And that'd be it. But it's right there. It should be pretty easy. Stinko.
Yeah, what's up?
Who's this fuck? Who is this hackers can't hide twerp that's like trying to induce me to pay attention to him?
Is it a Twitter troll? Because I ignore all Twitter trolls. I don't even pay attention to them anymore.
Yeah, he's one of the Parallax 9 Jester testicles or Teslius, whatever the name is. That little group.
Yeah, I don't even pay attention to them anymore.
Yeah.
I get too much going on with the helping plan Occupy Dallas and shit like that.
Oh, I'm with you. I was just wondering if we know this little guy, you know?
Well, I understand.
Some are nice. Like Parallax, I enjoy speaking with. I can handle him any day. We have good conversations. But the rest of them are just, they have no class at all.
Yeah, it's one thing to have a legitimate beef with people,
yeah,
and to articulate it in a very well-mannered, respectful way. And it's another way.
Yeah.
It's another thing completely to be an idiotic fuck troll.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. That's why I have all the time in the world to talk to Parallax Seats. You know, once in a while I get out of hand, but usually we have very good discourse back and forth. So he may be an asshole with other people, but he certainly has calmed down with me and knows that I appreciate the sensitivity that's given to some of his questions and him listening to the answers, you know. The rest are just, they can suck my dick, fucknod. So they're just not nice people. They are not nice at all. So that's unfortunate.
They
really
are the very definition of what's wrong with society these days.
Yeah, I mean, you can't pay attention to them. They just go away. They're like a wart with you putting clear nail polish remover over it, and it just falls off because you've taken away all of its air. And that is the way that you just remove it without having to burn it off or gouge it or anything. It just falls right off. You just keep putting clear nail polish on it, not remover, clear nail polish.
Well, this person in the chat room claims to be hackers can't hide.
Let me sign in. I hit a blue screen, first in 3 years. So let me sign into the thing, and we'll see it.
This ALHYD3 claims to be hackers can't hide.
Oh, well, okay, I'll just
claiming he's going to dox us all.
Yeah, We'll see. Ask him what he said to me last.
All right. Yeah.
Ask him, send me a private message.
He's listening. He's got to be listening. So, what was the last thing you said to him, dude?
Yeah, write down what you hit in private message and stuff. Come on. Bring it on, chump. I got to get my chat board up.
I doubt he'll answer me now.
I doubt he'll answer anybody.
Who?
I'll answer anybody. If they call in now, we only have 9 minutes to go, 347-826-7667. And it's fucking open lines here. I got a sicko. Div is still technically here. Div, are you with us? Hello?
Did she ever talk again?
No.
She's been dead this whole show. I swear to God, she's still on the board, unmuted, the whole show.
The girl what happened is
she went and got stoned again, and she passed out.
Oh, God.
I don't know what. She just disappeared.
It makes me feel funny.
But she was here at the beginning of the show. That was cool. That was fun while it lasted, I guess. Goose Cream Soup is still here. We also have Goose. Reefer, Shagmi, Opno Pro, and a couple of other callers who are not having their hand up. Callers, if you want to join the conversation, press number one. Press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you want to join the show. If not, sit back and enjoy the final epic 8 minutes of the program. Who's... All right, we got a caller. Somebody with their hand up. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Caller, you're on the air.
Me?
You. What's up?
No, you muted me before.
No. That's not. No, Shagmi, you've been unmuted for a while. now you're muted though, because I want to find out who this caller is. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Oh, this is another attempt at fulfilling Soundboard Sunday. Go ahead.
You listen in here. I'll say something back, my girlfriend.
Hey, boo.
Hey, boo. What you doing, girl? Boo, what y'all doing? Y'all gonna make my order for me or what?
Right, place the order.
No, I'm gonna make an order.
For me.
All right, here's what I want, okay, baby?
All right, baby.
All right, check it out. I want that double original, double cheeseburger, double jalapeno, double bacon, double smoking bacon ranch. Put it with that double fish slider in my stand.
Is this Mr. EBT?
That's what it sounded like.
Is this like one of his early hits?
You hear my beat when it slap like a snare. I'm going to get that booty popping while that thing.
Or if not, this guy should open for Mr. EBT when he goes on tour.
All that, baby.
When's that new Mr. EBT song coming out? He says he's supposed to come out with a song called Dollar Fries.
Yeah, smack around with the golden barbecue sauce, baby.
It's not coming out. Dollar Fries, man. I'm waiting for that.
Want some honey mustard with that with some sausage, egg, and cheese. Y'all got breakfast too, right, baby?
Oh, yeah. Cornbread. All right, let's get rid of that shit. Jesus Christ.
Opno Pro, if you're there, the guy said he thinks he called you a new fag.
No, he didn't. Hold on, I'm getting signed into the chat room. It's not the guy. He would not
sure
be stupid enough to even admit it. This guy's caused hassles for almost a year. Right, he's one below Parallax 9. One above in skills. I'll be right with you.
Okay, we'll be standing by then. We got about 5 minutes to go. 5 minutes of torture, and then it's over, kids. We're almost there. Hang on. Well, we can do this. We can make it. Let's see. I got another caller here. Go ahead, caller. You're in the air.
Oh, baby, don't you know? You just my size.
It's the same one. It's the same goddamn soundboard. It's not even like a new one.
It's not even a soundboard. Playing a song does not a soundboard make.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, that was epic fail. Okay. Well, hey, let's go around the horn here and get some final thoughts. from folks before we say goodbye and kiss this taco stand that I call Disorderly Conduct goodbye. Well, I guess I have to start with Div, who technically is still on the board. Div, hello? Earth to Div, are you there? Synthetic Div, are you there? Going once, going twice. Hello? All right. Div, are you there? Hello? All right, she's gone. It's too bad. Although I hear something there. She just must be passed out. Fair enough. Div, hello. Div, are you there? Div. I can hear her there. She's probably just like sleeping in a... All right, forget it. Oh well, thanks for calling Div. It's been great having you on the show tonight. I'm sorry you fell asleep or whatever, but look forward to you calling in again soon. Goose Cream Soup, your final thoughts before we wrap up the program here.
I don't know what to say.
Well, is there anything you want to share with people? Do you want people to follow you on Twitter? Do you want people to send you nudes? I mean, what's up? You can say whatever you want right now. Give a shout out. Tell somebody you love them.
I love Sicko. So yes, that's all.
Oh, Sicko, she loves you.
Oh, I love you too, babe.
Oh, God, you're going to make me sicko. Speaking of sicko, and your final thoughts before we leave.
Nothing except for Dallas Federal Reserve. Expect us 4 days.
Oh, shit. Dallas Fed, watch out. They are Legion. They remember things. Expect them. Reefer, your final thoughts before we sign off here.
Who was it that was talking about Dexter earlier? It was like 3 minutes after you said that.
I have no idea.
An ad popped up for Dexter on the thing. I think, like, fucking advertisers are listening or something. But anyway, I'd like to thank Leet is Leet and all the other little new fags in the chat, because they're the ones that made this a pretty good show. I laughed the whole entire time. It was great. So, yeah. Thanks, bros.
All right, dude. Thanks for coming out. Reefer, appreciate the call. Shagmi, your final thoughts.
Yeah, they are entertaining, but they seem to be stuck in, like, what, 1960s or something with that. Add me on Twitter, @dshagmeb, and I got to do some fucking work on my RSG right now.
All right, very well then. Op No Pro, anything you'd like to say in parting here?
I had a good time tonight. It was a fun show, and we went over some good stuff, some good history things, and I'm really disappointed with all the people that try and pick on individuals and say curt little jokes like op no teeth or op old age or op no depends. You can go fuck yourself. But if you think that I care about you in cyberspace when I wouldn't give you one piece of oxygen in real life, where do you get off saying anything in my social network? Go fuck yourself. Come find me. I'm exactly where I've always said I am. And let's dance, you stupid little shits. You think you're doing anything for anybody other than your own ego? You're fucking nuts. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks for calling in. As always, Op No Pro, appreciate your input. And let's go to, we have a block caller. Go ahead, caller. Who's this? Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
R. Jessup, Commanding Officer, Marine Ground Forces, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Okay. How can I help you?
You ever served in an infantry unit?
Not sure.
All right, that's enough of that. Thanks for coming out. Another edition of Disorderly Conduct / Mega Show / Soundboard Sunday is finally... come and gone, and I thank you all for joining me, and check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Until next time, keep on dreaming, people. Peace out, yo. I love you. Good night.
Thank you, very nice.